Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
I think the jury's out on whether they give Solskjaer the job, but the impact is made and the change of mentality is more than enough, surely.
There's no question about that. It's yes, a new manager bounce, it happens, but there's something in the club ethos that Ollie emits and the players are picking up on that.
Very true indeed. Could you say the same for Ashford City?
Yeah, absolutely, but it's certainly a less glamorous matchup with Meadows and Ashford City.
Does he emit the club ethos, as you say, in the same way that Solskjaer does?
We all know what Rod Meadows offers, yeah? We all know that. It's back to basics football. But look what's happened, okay? So he played three games now. He beat Leicester 2-0 on Boxing Day. He went to Craven Cottage. He beat Fulham 1-0.
Yeah, but that's Fulham.
Yeah, I know, agreed. But then Watford at home, it's another win. It's 2-1 in the new year. Now he's picked up 9 points, three games, maximum points, and Ashwood are 14th. It's back to basics. It's what the players needed. It's none of this larking about, you know, playing out from the back kind of thing. It's a back five Rod's playing with.
Well, we can go to the phones now. We've got an Ashwood fan on the line. It's Neil in Ashwood. Come on then, Neil, enlighten me. Is Rod Meadows the chosen one?
101,000,000%.
So, yes.
Absolutely. Look, he's coming. None of this Frenchy soft touch lark. You know, none of this playing out from the back. Proper football, you know, sort him out. Get us winning games again.
Proper football?
Yeah, sort of.
Well, I don't know if a flat back five and a holding midfielder pinging long balls would be considered proper football, but hey, each to their own.
Well, leave that out, Matt.
Neil, I'm just saying that's not what I think of when I hear the words proper football, you know.
You want to know what I think of when I hear the word Pratt?
What?
You, Matt.
Me?
Matt the Pratt.
Look, I'm just pointing
Matt
out.
Matt the Pratt.
I'm just saying.
Matt the Pratt.
Neil, that's enough. Let's agree to disagree, okay? You've got Gillingham in the FA Cup tonight, the Kent Derby. How's that going to go? Neil? Neil, you there? Right, that's Neil gone. Okay, let's go to Matt. Great name, Matt. Let's go to Matt in Maidstone. Hello, Maidstone, Matt.
Hello, Matt the Pratt.
Well, that doesn't really work, does it? Because that's your name too.
Matt the Pratt.
Fine, Matt's gone as well now. I think we know which Matt is the true Pratt. Shame, real shame. I can do this all day, lads. I can do this all day. So jokes on you. Well, I can go until four, which is when I finish. But let's get back to it. Billy, you talk about Rod being a disciplinarian, Rod Meadows. You know him well. How long do you think this new manager bounce can last?
Well, look, Rod is a strict drill master. He'll have the players doing various routines. It won't be fun and games, unlike, you know, Ole at Old Trafford, because that's going to be put a smile on their faces, you know, get them playing football again. This is not football what Rod's playing. I played under Rod Meadows, you forget. When he first started out, and we used to call him the Rodfather. You know, he was terrifying.
The Cockney Castro, Rod the Ripper.
Satan from Leighton. You know, all of these things. He was hard work. He's not for the faint-hearted, but maybe it's what the boys needed.
Well, you make a good point, Billy. Got another Ashwood fan on the line. It's Josh in Pratt's Bottom. Yeah, very funny. Very funny, Josh, mate. Very good.
It's a place, man.
No, it's not. Is it?
Yeah, it's near Orpington, I think. It's definitely a place.
Oh, well, then I'm sorry. Apologies, Josh, in Pratt's Bottom. I do apologise. Lots of you jokers out there today, so you can't blame me, can you? What do you think, Josh? Can this last under Meadows?
Matt, you're not a Pratt, mate. Okay, you're not a Pratt, so don't listen to him, yeah? I love the show, and thanks for having me on it. It means loads, mate.
Hey, Josh, that's very kind. Very kind. Now, what's your question, mate?
My question's actually for you, Matt, if you answer him these days.
Oh, goodness. Well, I hope I can give a good answer.
Me too, mate, me too.
What's your question, Josh? Go ahead.
My question is, I want to get the answer to this one, right? Do you prefer Matt the Pratt or Matt the Twat?
No. That's completely, completely unacceptable. I'm so sorry, folks, for you listening at home or on the road. I really am. It did not need to hear that. Right, Billy, take over for a minute, will you?
Ashwood City Football Club are one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With limited domestic success and growing frustration within the fan base, the new ownership have installed a five-year policy of advancements they call the offensive. It's the Kent Derby in the FA Cup third round. Ashwood players and staff are making their way to rivals Gillingham and their Priestfield Stadium. With kickoff not far away, the club coach has slowed its approach due to crowd trouble and traffic outside of the ground.
Do you think I'm a curse, Woody?
A what, pal?
A curse. A jinx. A big Ashwood jinx.
What makes you say that?
We win three on the spin, then I get on the team coach for El Crapico, and now look.
Look at what?
God, have you been paying any attention for the last hour?
To what?
Look out the window.
Fuck off, you Ashwood scum.
Yeah? And? We're being pelted. The coach can barely move and we're completely surrounded.
Look, the townspeople have just come to see us.
The townspeople? It's like Notting Hill Carnival out there, but a bit safer.
Have you been to Gillingham on a Saturday night?
No.
Well, I have, and this is perfectly normal. It's like turbulence, Patrick. It feels terrible. It feels like you're going to die, but it's very common.
What's common? The people or this scenario?
Both. Hello there.
Fuck off.
See, this is exactly why you want safety glass.
Oh, God, I'm starving.
Tell the driver to step on it. What's his name? Mickey?
Nah, they let Mickey go.
They? Who's they?
The coach company we hire, they let him go.
Why, he was a right laugh.
Yeah, that was the problem. He's got more points on the road than, well, us.
Oh, Mickey.
It's not a pity. He parked the coach in front of a funeral home.
Oh, and they sacked him?
Yeah.
That seems a bit harsh, doesn't it?
Yeah, look, he had a number of misdemeanors. That was just the final nail in the coffin. Oh, did you hear that?
What?
My stomach.
Pretty sure I heard it say Nolan out.
Oh, I have never been this hungry.
I've got some Monster Munch in my bag.
No, you're okay.
It's fine, honestly.
No, it won't be long now. Besides, I wouldn't take Popeye's spinach from him, so I won't take your Monster Munch.
Yeah, it's a good decision.
Oh, look, there's a fish and chip shop there. And there.
Oh, fish and chip shop in Gillingham, you surprise me.
What I'd do for a cod and chips.
It's not an early January meal, is it, really?
What?
Cod and chips.
Well, I don't know what you mean.
Just, most people eat very sensibly in January.
So what are you getting at, Woody?
Nothing.
I'll have you know, I've gained a pound this festive season. 1 pound, nothing more.
All right.
So I don't feel that I need a diet, unlike most.
Okay, I get it.
I ate sensibly over Christmas, thank you very much.
Good for you.
Yeah, actually, never felt better. New year, new me.
Okay.
New year, new me.
Gotcha. I'll tell you a coach that hasn't moved much. Rod. Looks like he's been in a food coma since Boxing Day. Rod and chips.
Yeah, well, I look after myself, so...
He's playing a back five today.
He always plays a back five. It's worked the last three games.
We're playing Gillingham, Patrick. We should be on the front foot.
Well, we're not. Front foot is infected. It's got gangrene. It's been amputated.
Nah, that's not good enough, is it? The fans will turn on him if he doesn't give us a bit more up top.
What?
I said the fans will turn on him.
No, I heard what you said. We got him in so the fans wouldn't turn on him.
Aye, but football fans are fickle.
Oh, are they? Well, tell me more, wise master.
They'll turn on him, trust me.
Great. That's just great. He's popular now, like, right now. Why does he have to be suddenly hated, like James Corden or Kevin Spacey?
If he keeps winning, then fine. I'm just saying the feel-good factor is strong right now, but it'll get worse.
Thanks. Any more heartwarming advice you'd like to give?
I think he's too strict.
Woody, I asked you to pick me a head coach that would keep us in the league.
Oh, he'll keep us in the league. We're 14th already.
So what's with all this negativity? Be positive. New year, new me.
I'm just saying, Patrick. You can't just turn up and park the bus everywhere.
Well, perhaps you should let Mickey know that. God almighty.
This is football.
So what do I do when they turn on him exactly? What do I do then?
For now, Rod Meadows is perfect, all right? Great stuff. Lovely Jublington. but in the future, no chance, pal.
Fucking hell, I've literally made a rod for my own back.
Let's just enjoy the good times while they're happening, you know, live in the moment.
Fucking Ashwood, come, fucking Ashwood,
five at the back, me, Gillingham. Me, our children, forgive us.
Hey, you chose him, not me, remember?
In fact, if you look at the team sheet, it's more of a 6-3-1.
6-3-1? Christ, pretty sure that's a pay-per-view soft porn channel on Sky. Look out there. Look at it. Such destruction. Such anger. It's like a natural disaster.
Aye, there's been an eruption on Mount Dickhead. 9.0 on the Richter scale.
Listen, do you hear that?
I get it, Patrick. You're hungry.
No. Listen. Listen.
What is that?
They're singing, "We Love You, Nolan." The Ashwood fans have turned up and are singing, "We Love You, Nolan."
Fuck me, I think they are. The world has gone fucking mad. This is like 2016, or 2017, or 2018.
See, they recognise that taking power away from Hutch and giving the managerial job to a club legend was the right thing to do.
Oh, so now Rob Meadows is your idea?
It was a team effort.
Yeah, in the same way Gareth Bale in Wales is a team effort.
I'm the chief exec. I'll take credit whenever I want. That's how it's always been.
Bale as old as time.
They love me, Woody. They love me.
Who cares?
I do. I care.
Why?
Because.
Because why?
Because I might for once make it a whole day without being called a bastard, or a wanker, or fat pat, or pedo paddy, or twatrick nonslin.
Twatrick nonslin?
Yes.
Who called you Twatrick Nonslin?
They fucking wrote it on my Starbucks cup in town.
Ah, they always get people's names wrong.
Yeah, so it would seem.
But honestly, this We Love You Nolan stuff, just forget about it, alright?
Why?
Same for the In Rod We Trust and Rod Almighty banners and all that shit.
Oh, okay, I get it. There's no We Love Woody, so now the praise is irrelevant.
No, I'm saying it'll last a few weeks at best, so just ignore it.
Yeah, well, I will enjoy it while it lasts, if that's alright with you.
Alright, folks, this is your driver speaking. As you can see, we're having a bit of trouble with the local Gillingham supporters.
Just get us to the fucking ground. I'll eat a pie. I'll even eat an actual pie at an actual football ground.
If you look out to the right, you will see the Gillingham Ultras.
Is he doing a tour?
The Gillingham Ultras were founded in 1999.
God, this is ridiculous.
And if you look to your left, you'll see a number of bottles being thrown at the window. This is a local brew to the area and very popular with the Gillingham residents. So it looks like, anyway.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Jesus, what was that?
It was me, trying to blow you up so you'll stop fucking singing your own name like you're the Monkees or Craig David.
Was that a bomb? Like a roadside IED? Where is our security? I should be wearing a flak jacket. We should have snipers with eyes on the coach at all times.
Just give me that chance.
Why does El Crapico have to be fucking awful? You know, why can't we have a nice derby, like Liverpool v Everton?
Because, Patrick, El Crapico is so rare.
So?
Perfectly normal folk, and by folk I mean straight white men, will circle this day in their calendar and say, that's my cunt day. That's the day I get to be a cunt.
Lovely.
And before you know it, once a few normal folk decide they're going to be a cunt, the whole town is cunt-taminated. See?
God, is that a vicar?
Exactly. He's been bitten, pal. And he's not coming back. Look at his eyes, dead. Like a shark. What a beanie baby.
But look at them all. Is this absolutely necessary?
It's an infection, pal. A disease. The whole place has got it. There's no turning back.
You're being dramatic. The police will calm it down.
Nah.
Nah? What do you mean, nah? It's civil unrest, Woody. They're about 5 minutes away from building a barricade and chopping off Marie Antoinette's head.
Sorry, pal. It's marked in the calendar. The police will just let them do it. As long as they don't damage any valuable public property like a courthouse or a Greggs, and everyone will just be on their merry way.
Great, so no one cares that we could die?
Mm-hmm. No one cares. It's like foul throws or racially abusing ginger people. No one cares. Play on. Get on with it.
I wonder if I'll be blown up or starved to death first.
There's a bloke out there with a big knife, so if he makes it on, he'll be stabbed.
Woody, that's a butcher.
Aye, but he's contaminated.
Of course. BSE.
Mad cunt disease.
Oh, speaking of mad men, have you spoken to Rod about any January signings?
Unfortunately, aye.
How did he feel about the Ramsey thing?
Said he's been at Arsenal too long.
What does that mean?
It means he passes the ball on the ground, Patrick.
Shit.
Why do you want Ramsey so bad anyway?
Shirt sales.
That's a good point, actually.
So who does he want?
Usual Moneyball pick a mix, a who's who of who the fuck is that?
So just the same old players he carts around from every club?
The usual suspects, pal.
Christ's sake.
Although he did mention Ivan Lloyd.
What did he say?
He said if we sell him, he'll kill anyone associated with the deal.
Well, read me my last rights, why don't you?
You gonna sell him?
Woody, everybody in the world apart from Fulham are looking for a striker, and we have one.
And he's English. Ish.
Exactly. He's a 6'3" bag of cash.
He's a backup forward.
Backup forward.
Aye, who replaces?
Who cares?
New year, new you.
Look, Rod just wants someone to stand up top. Bring in a scarecrow and shove an Ashwood shirt on him.
Ah, look, how about that? The coach is moving.
Oh, thank God, I'm starving.
Oh, are you hungry, are you, pal? You should have said something.
But they'll have food in the executive box, won't they?
Patrick, I feel like I'm travelling with a toddler.
I just want a plan for my dinner. You know, I can't exactly disappear for a curry, what with the fans singing my name. New year, new me.
Look, I don't know. I don't know if there'll be food. I don't know if there'll even be seats for us, Patrick. They hate us. They don't want us there. This is like Christmas with the in-laws. Just sit down, shut up, and see what they put on your plate, and for fuck's sake, don't bring up Brexit.
Watch out.
What?
That guy's going to throw a bin at the window.
He's a bin man, Patrick.
I don't think he is.
Fuck off back to Kent, you mugs.
Ah, you were right.
Fuck off back to Kent. Where does he think Gillingham is?
We'll be arriving at Priestfield Stadium shortly. Make sure you take all your belongings with you. It's been a pleasure driving you all today. Good luck with the game.
It's been a pleasure driving you.
About as much pleasure as driving JFK through Dallas.
they're just going to bring it forward again. It's a long ball and headed down, and Ashwood looking to make it 2-0 here, and it comes to London. Oh, he's put it wide. Goodness me. They won't want to look at that footage again. The visitors remain just 1-0 in front here at Priestfield as we approach full time.
And Ashwood have had plenty of the ball today. They just haven't really been able to convert. Rod Meadows has been used to this season.
Will you fucking stop that?
As the game comes to an end, Patrick and Woody see out the fixture in the Gillingham guest executive box.
You are green with envy, Woody.
I'm not green with envy, I'm fucking blue with boredom.
What sort of hospitality is this? Where's the food?
There's none in here, Patrick, let's just go.
For God's sake.
Kid, look, there's an orange.
Where'd you find that?
Found it on the floor.
I'm alright, thanks. An orange off the floor in Gillingham isn't quite what I was after.
Well, sugar'll do you good. Just have a bite of the orange.
I'd rather have a bite of John Terry's chocolate orange.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I'm hungry and I'm tired.
It's a long diagonal ball and he's headed down and it comes to Lloyd and Ashwood have broken through here. It's Lloyd, it's over the bar!
Oh, God.
Really got to do better there.
I've seen better finishing from Diana Ross at the 94 World Cup and you can quote me on that.
How long left?
8 minutes.
I should probably go back out there. Solidarity with the fans.
Ah, we're all suffering together. It's like that, isn't it?
Yeah, if they're singing my name, it's only right that I'm stood there, you know, being sung at. Directly.
Being sung at? It's not a fucking musical. Stood out there like your fucking Mary Poppins or Des Hamilton.
Des Hamilton?
Aye, Des Hamilton.
Why would I be out there like Des Hamilton?
Because it's a hit musical now. All the cool kids are talking about it. All the little fucking nerdy asshole kids are talking about it too.
It is Alexander Hamilton, not fucking Des.
Is it?
Yes, Woody, it is.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Well, that's a shame for Des, isn't it?
Goodness sake, I'm heading back out there. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Come on, Ashwood. Let's finish this off.
Don't ever say come on, Ashwood again. That is really loud, isn't it?
Yeah, they are in good voice.
Patrick.
They're a bit out of sync, though.
Patrick.
Maybe we could get a backing track at Dartley Park. Maybe some of the drummers
Patrick,
help or something.
Look, Patrick.
What, Woody?
That's not Ashwood fans.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
That would be the Gillingham fans in good voice, Pat.
Fucking... Fuck's sake, where are all the fucking Ashwood fans gone?
Hey, sorry mate, where are the Ashwood fans?
The Ashwood fans, mate? Yeah, no, please just clear them out, mate. They brought the flares in, didn't they?
Flares is in Saturday Night Fever or flares is in Saturday Night at the San Siro?
The second one. That and their fighting with the Gillingham fans, that Nolan song's really fucking pissing them off, mate.
El Crapico.
Hey, are you Patrick Nolan?
Yes.
Good to meet you, pal. It's really great to meet you.
Thanks.
Here comes another long ball, Luke.
Oh, God, right, fuck this. I'm going to go get some food.
Where?
I don't know. Everyone's here, so one of them chippies, I guess.
One of them chippies. You're a fucking chief exec.
Yeah, I know, Woody.
You earn millions a year.
Yeah, and now I want to spend some of it on cod and chips.
This is ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
Just look at the fancy restaurant and we'll go there.
No, I can't wait any longer. Besides, a chippy is the last place people will expect me to be.
They're football fans. You're not hiding from the CIA.
Listen, a fish and chip shop is kooky. It's endearing to see me
in
there. It's
a shite suggestion.
It's not a shite suggestion. It's just a bit left field.
A bit left field?
Yeah.
It's fucking Pavel Nedved.
Oh, come on.
It's James McLean, paint on the boots stuff. God's sake, Patrick.
Don't forget, folks, to like and subscribe. I am DJ Kerrigan, the coolest cat in Kent. And if you want to win some cold hard cash, all you got to do is tweet us.
Yes, pal, what can I get for you?
Cod and chips, please,
that's
mate. And,
hard cash can be yours, but for now,
Woody, what do you want?
I'm just looking.
Come on, he's staring at me.
Do you have a starter?
A starter?
Aye, one of those things in the jars.
Why do I feel like in this scenario, I'm the one from Falkirk and you're the one from West London?
Just give me a second. I'll have a wee pickled guy in a jar and the cod and chips too, please.
Right, that's everything.
Yeah, that'll be a couple of minutes, Mr. Nolan, but I just want to say, mate, I just want to say this. This one's on the ass, mate.
It's what, sorry?
Because you are a fucking legend, so.
Oh, well. Oh. Thank you.
It's on the ass. I promise, swear to you, free of charge, mate. Honestly, free of charge.
Are you an Ashwood fan, are you?
No, actually.
Oh, right, okay. Well, yeah. Thank you, nonetheless.
No, Mr. Nolan. No. Thank you. Right? Thank you.
Oh, my God, is that Patrick Nolan?
Excuse me, Patrick, mate. Could I have a selfie, please, pal?
Yeah. Of course.
Patrick, can you sign this?
Oh, I probably shouldn't.
Why not?
Well, it's a Gashwood shitty scar.
Come on.
Oh, go on then.
Love your work, Mr. Nolan.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Why are you thanking them?
Because they're fans, Woody.
Of Gillingham?
Yeah, and me.
They're not fans of you.
I beg to differ.
Oh, look, they're getting a selfie, though.
Smile. Jeez. Okay, thanks, guys.
They like you ironically.
Yeah, sure, I can sign that for you.
You hear me, pal? They like you ironically. You're the crazy frog. You're Chris Kamara.
Down to me.
Aha!
Fuck's sake.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Follow the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. This show is part of the Radio Stakhanov Network.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.